This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A true American hero has died. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
The first man to break the sound barrier has passed away. General Chuck Yeager passed away Monday evening, according to his wife. Yeager, a World War II fighter pilot, broke the sound barrier in 1947, piloting the Bell X-1 rocket at 700 miles an hour. He would continue to fly through the Vietnam War and would command a number of fighter squadrons and wings. During his 33-year active duty career, he was awarded a Bronze Star, a Silver Star, the Purple Heart, and the Legion of Merit, among many other awards. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. General Chuck Yeager was 97. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Chuck Yeager's cousin Steve Yeager was a professional baseball catcher for the Dodgers and Mariners in the 70s and 80s, and is co-owner of Jersey Mike's Subs. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Margaret Keenan, a 90-year-old grandmother from Northern Ireland, became the first person in the world on Tuesday to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine shot outside of a trial. Britain has begun vaccinating its population. Although video evidence of voter fraud on election night exists from Georgia suspected election workers, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger recertified his state's presidential election results on Monday. Georgia has 16 electoral votes. President Trump continues to call out massive election fraud and refuses to concede.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas has the president's back. Senator Cruz said Monday that should the justices decide to hear it, he has offered to present before the Supreme Court the merits of the case. In a tweet, Cruz said that he had informed the president's attorneys that he stands ready to present the body with oral arguments. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After suffering their first defeat this year, 23-17, Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin gives props to the Washington football team.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, and they made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, of failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Steelers play the late game next Sunday at the Buffalo Bills. A rare Tuesday night football game will start at 8:05 p.m. Eastern, the Dallas Cowboys at the Baltimore Ravens. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us breakdancing is now an Olympic sport.
There will be a new sport on the program at the 2024 Olympics, breakdancing. The International Olympic Committee voted Monday to add breaking to the Paris program, along with skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. Those last three sports will make their Olympic debut in Tokyo next summer. The IOC also announced that competitors at next summer's Tokyo Games wouldn't be staying in the athletes' village for the entire Games to limit possible COVID exposure. Teams will be told to arrive no more than 5 days before their competition and to stay no more than 2 days after. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's our mission and principle one, and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Professor Paul Kengor joins us now, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, where the state itself has been experiencing a lot of heat these days, Paul, and proving to us that democracy really demands courage. And with all this voter fraud evidence, doesn't it demand a verdict?
Yeah, it sure does, Bill. It's a crazy situation here. And I followed Pennsylvania very carefully. Mm-hmm. I live here. As you know, we've talked about this a number of different times, you know, the run up to the election. And there are just, the numbers in Pennsylvania are really hard to believe. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump improved his numbers in really every group with the exception of, if Joe Biden won the state, it must have been these voters. Mm-hmm. I think probably sort of white, college educated, suburban voters. And there must have been just this really mass profusion of these people in really quite stunning numbers, because look, everybody knows, well, you know, it's Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, mainly Philadelphia. In Pittsburgh, Trump did pretty much what I thought he would do. He got almost 40% of the vote in Allegheny County, which is great.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And in Philadelphia, he actually almost got 20%. I think last I checked, I think it was Biden over Trump, like 80% to 19% or something like that. Yeah. And that's actually really good by Donald Trump. I mean, we would have been surprised if Trump got 10%.
Exactly.
In Philadelphia. So it's really, it's a pretty shocking situation. It's hard to look at these numbers. Trump got at least 400,000 more votes in Pennsylvania in 2020 than they did in 2016. So up from about 2.9 million to about 3.4 million and still lost the state. I don't know. It's really hard to imagine.
Paul, I'm not even sure how you can even analyze these numbers because of, you know, the ballot stuffing that took place. I mean, were there real people behind each of those ballots, or are these just ghost ballots? And especially now with the recent introduction of, printing presses coming out of China. Now, we know that printing presses were involved. I mean, I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. But if they came from China or some other place in the Netherlands, God only knows right now. But there seems to be some indication and some evidence that China had the machines whirling like crazy.
Well, the mail-in ballots, and Donald Trump said this, and the liberal media made fun of him, right? Mm-hmm. He said that the mail-in ballots, these present opportunities rife with fraud. And
right.
I mean, two-thirds of the countries, Bill, in the European Union ban mail-in ballots.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody knows what a potential disaster this is.
Mm-hmm.
And with Pennsylvania, I remember the night of the election, and so it would have been November 3rd, late at night, probably close to midnight, and Donald Trump was up in Pennsylvania by 600,000, 700,000 votes. I mean, we'd never seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember texting with different people in the state, friends, family, but one person said, well, he's going to need another 300,000 more to overcome vote fraud in Philadelphia, right?
Little did they know.
No. yeah, that's right. Yeah, he knew. And I said, but no, he said, you can't lose a 700,000 vote lead. I mean, he's up 48-41%.
Right.
And I was crunching the numbers too, trying to figure out, well, how many mail-in ballots are out there?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, I watched all of them. Everybody thought probably something in the range of 1 to 2 million mail-in ballots, right?
Right.
So 2 million would have been the height of this. Well, in the end here, it looks like there were 3.1 million mail-in ballots.
Uh-huh.
That were sent out in Pennsylvania, which is just incredible. I mean, 3.1
right.
million. And what's even more incredible is that about 2.6 million of these were actually, you know, allegedly filled out in returns. So you're looking at like a 90% return
yes.
rate on the mail-in ballots. And
which is unheard of on its face.
Yeah, it's unheard of. I know this is anecdotal, but I mean, so many people who I talked to emailed me and said, oh yeah, I got 2 mail-in ballots. It's a joke, and I chucked both of them, and I went in and I voted in person, which a lot of people do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really hard to get a 90% return, and then also too, and this has been talked about more recently. Of those that came in, assuming that they were even 90%, and that's a good question, but there was a very low rejection rate on the ballots that came in.
Right.
So usually mail-ins have very high rejection rates, and this didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So
less than 1%, and usually it's around 6%, something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well below 1%. And then Daniel Horowitz and others have written about this. Even if for the sake of argument there were 2.6 million mail-in ballots that were legitimate and came in,
mm-hmm.
Biden would have had to have won, I mean, way over 80%
yes.
of those ballots. And I know people say, well, the mail-in ballots skewed Democrat. Well, they did. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but of those, I think, this off the top of my head, Daniel Horowitz has the numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something like 65% of those ballots were Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% were Republican. The rest were independent. And so, I mean, Biden would have had to have won like 95% of the Democrat ballots. Yeah, all right, okay, that's conceivable.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have had to have won, you know, similar numbers with the independents, would have had to have pulled off a bunch of Republicans. I mean, it just doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
It simply doesn't make sense. So, I mean, Pennsylvania, I mean, look, I can't vouch for Georgia, Michigan, and the other states. But what happened in Pennsylvania, it's really hard to add that up.
Well, the thing that we're seeing here, and you study numbers and you see patterns, there seems to be a consistent pattern that is before us here that's being ignored, whether it is with Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Georgia, go down through it, that I tell you, this smells like one incredible orchestrated event, Paul.
Well, it's possible, and I think maybe the what's most troubling of all, and people realize this, are the voting by machine, the tabulation,
right.
the Dominion voting, and in Pennsylvania, and I wrote a piece on this for American Spectator. It's called Pennsylvania Bombshell, and I think you've linked to it.
Yes,
and you know, that's based on testimony from Phil Waldron here in Gettysburg on November 25th, and he claimed that in one batch of about 600,000 votes that came in over 90 minutes, that Joe Biden won about 570,000 of those votes, and Trump won about 3,200. So about 570,000 to 3,200.
Right.
So this would have been 99.4 to 0.6%. And if that really happened, that alone, that batch, whatever that batch is, would have erased Donald Trump's 600,000 vote lead.
Without a doubt.
In the state of Pennsylvania.
Got to go to break. So, we got more from the professor after this. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, and this is why we can pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Professor Paul Kengor continues with us. Paul, as we've been saying here on the show, where we are today is the result of officials, election officials, governments, courts, kicking the proverbial can, the voter fraud can, up the road. And this is where we are right now, after decades of ignored voter fraud. And I keep bringing up, even to the point that wasn't that long ago, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, looked in the camera and said, There is no voter fraud. There's no such thing as voter. It's non-existent in America. I go, how can you make that statement when people are being arrested? They're in jail for voter fraud. And you are an attorney general of the United States and making such a stupid statement like that. But see, this is what's happened to our country. We've become delusional over these incredible offenses and violation of truth that you wonder, where are we going to end up? If this is ignored as blatantly as this has become, I mean, because the Democrats and the machinery of the Socialist Party and communist interests, all these things have jumped the shark on this thing to such a degree that we have over 1,000 affidavits. These are sworn testimonies of these violations that are incredible. I mean, we took an interview. Actually, it was a testimony from Gregory Sandstrom. This guy's a data scientist, former military. I think he's a Naval Academy grad, served our country. This guy was there to observe, and he notes all the offenses of how they were blocked. And, we're talking 24 instances of USB cards being connected to voting machines, the chain of custody violated. I mean, this thing is rank with corruption. And Paul, if we ignore this, America, we might as well just say, look, we are a bona fide 100% certifiable banana republic.
Well, and what Eric Holder said there, yeah, it's absolutely false. I mean, that's absolutely incorrect. And really what you have here, Bill, I mean, let's be honest about this. The main reason that they're covering their eyes and their ears, it reminds me of the Charlottesville situation, right, where Donald Trump pointed out that there were extremists on both sides. And this is what the left always does. Extremists on both sides? Well, what are you talking about? Right, because they don't see extremists on the left. Cities can be in flames. But thanks to Antifa and other protesters, and the left will deny it if it's their guys who are doing it. Mm-hmm. But with the voter fraud, it is historically done to favor Democrats.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's because, people, if you're listening who are Democrats that don't want to hear that, I mean, this is how it works. It usually goes on in big city Democratic Party machines. I mean, that's where this usually happens. And so to the extent that it happens, it usually favors Democrats. So
exactly.
So they're going to cover their eyes.
We know Illinois is rampant with it. It's historical.
Right.
My buddy down in Broward County, he goes, Bill, we never stop the vote count until we get the cemetery count. And
you kind of
laugh about that. And we talk about Mayor Daley and all the stuff that he did. And then also, by the way, in casual conversation in this recent debate, it was pointed out, it says, well, if the truth be known, John F. Kennedy probably lost to Nixon, but for what came out of Chicago.
Right.
And you go, what? I mean, here we – so big surprise that in 2020, here we are today, and we've got the voter politic wondering what the heck has been done to them.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly right. And in Philadelphia is even more crooked than Chicago, which is really a shame. I mean, it's the state of independence, the city of independence, right, in the United States. Other cities, Milwaukee, Detroit. And also you have these massive numbers there. So that's where any sort of shenanigans could occur. I mean, the one thing that's really hard to do for people in trying to make this case, you just wonder if there was literal ballot stuffing going on, if people were bringing in box, and there is testimony of some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is always, well, who did it, right?
Yes.
Who had their finger on the button? If there were 570,000 votes flipped to Joe Biden out of a batch of 600,000, who did that?
Yes.
Right?
But they ask, Paul, but what's so disgusting and it drives me nuts with the media, they're asking that question of President Trump. Like President Trump knows all things. Wait a minute. That is your job as the press. It is the job of the FBI to check this out. I mean, where are they? I mean, Bill Barr et al. Are missing in action right now at a time that we really need them. And it's like, what, all of a sudden they're going to come back in February and come up with some sort of blasé, grassy knoll, report out of the Warren Commission one more time, and we're supposed to believe that bunch of bunk?
Well, that's right. In fact, the column I wrote for American Spectator, I got two emails from Never Trump writers, columnists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they were both picking on a paragraph that I had, one paragraph that had nothing to do with the 99.4 to 0.6%, 570,000 versus 3,200. They zeroed in on another paragraph where they said that my data was wrong. And I said, well, I've followed up on that, and I've amended that paragraph. And my data is not wrong. What Colonel Waldron said at the time now seems to have been updated and is probably incorrect. Mm. And I said, but what about the main point of the article?
Exactly.
570. Mm. What about that? And I'm telling you, Bill, they ignored it every time I said that.
Yeah,
every
course.
Time. And so finally we removed that paragraph at American Spectator, because I told him, I said, I'm getting people who are focusing just on that one paragraph that has nothing to do with a damned article.
Exactly.
So we finally took that out. And as for the major claim, the one claim, they're done. Bill, they're silent now. They're not even responding to it. And also, too, the one guy sent me something, well, USA Today fact-checked this point. Okay, have they fact-checked the 570 to 3,200? No, they haven't.
Well, of course
not.
And
this is what they do. They mm-hmm. just ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't prove that point wrong, they don't even fact-check it.
Right.
Say correct or incorrect. They just ignore it.
Right.
And in the meantime, there's people like us who really just want to know the truth on them.
Exactly.
I really want to know.
This is how we advance intelligence and the intellect of the voter politic when you have an open discussion. But they are following the Joe Biden strategy of just put a lid on it. So whatever they refute, just put a lid on it. That's all.
And whether you love or loathe Donald Trump, okay, I mean, if something like that happened, 570,000 votes being flipped, that's an outrage.
Exactly.
I mean, I live in this state. I don't want this happening every 4 years mm-hmm. to whoever it is.
Yeah.
And
because people will check out. Ultimately, that's kind of what, Democrats are wanting the Republicans to do in Georgia, for example, is that in light of all this voter fraud and everything, they become disenfranchised and say, why even try? Well, if we go beyond this, that's what's going to happen. People are going to check out and say, why should I vote anyway? The lever pullers who control the country and the world, they're in control. Forget about the U.S. Constitution. It's just something that will be in a museum and that we'll look at occasionally. One quick question left with about a minute here. Justice Alito's crucial lawsuit deadline change. Huge deal, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I still don't know if anything can happen at the Supreme Court level that could reverse all of this. Although the Texas lawsuit that now has been introduced
mm-hmm.
that challenges, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, I don't know. And I looked at Real Clear Politics again this morning. So Biden's won the national vote by almost 4%. The battleground vote is Biden plus 0.1.
Yeah.
It's like 49.3 to 49.2. So I mean, this could, I don't know if there's anything out there that could still reverse all of this, but it's quite possible. It really is. It really is possible.
Well, I think what drives us all, Paul, and we learned this even when we were 2 years old, whether or not there was fairness to anything. And this is what's galling people, is it's just not fair. Professor Paul Kengor has been with us. Paul, as always, appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week and a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Bill Martinez.
Oh, 'tis the season, isn't it? Oh, you love the music and the feel, even in spite of COVID. You know, I've got to tell you, admittedly, when Governor Whitmer first came on television and admitted that she didn't know everything and that she needed some help, I gave her some credit. I thought, okay, well, you know, she's got the idea, because, I don't know what some of these governors were thinking. I mean, we live in a democratic republic. When you're dealing with issues of such grave importance like a pandemic, I mean, the governors have, they get all honor and glory and authority. I mean, you know, we saw what happened in New York, and, you know, the onus and the buck really stops with these governors, whether it's Cuomo, whether it's Whitmer in Michigan. But yet they conveniently want to deflect and throw things at Donald, you know, upon the shoulders of Donald Trump when, you know, we don't live in a dictatorship. I mean, it's that simple. But yet, this is where they confuse people, and where if people do not understand our Constitution, they might fall victims to the lies that are out there. Now, hopefully we're going to have Jason Hayes here with us. He's the Director of Environmental Policy at the Mackinac Center and co-author of a new report that shows Governor Whitmer's campaign to close the Line 5 pipeline, even temporarily, will leave residents of the Upper Peninsula vulnerable to price spikes and a shortage of propane. This is incredible. You know, think about this. We're talking approximately 23,000 households in the Upper Peninsula that use propane to heat their homes. A supply shortage during the winter could be disastrous. I mean, put yourself in their shoes, right? And here's the governor, you know, cutting off, fuel so that, these residents of the Upper Peninsula are going to get hit with price spikes and a shortage of propane. Of course, this is not going to happen at her residence. It'll happen at others. Because, you know, again, these are all, environmental moves brought to you by, you know, the Democratic Party and these activists that think, people are expendable, I guess, and You know, so what if it injures some people and they have to pay more for fuel and, you know, it's going to be a colder winter on top of a cold winter anyway for them. You know, tough luck unless they're the ones that are having, you know, to deal with it themselves. It reminds me of a story about the Mars company. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but years ago, you know, the company was on an austere, a little bit of an austere program, and they wanted to hold their management accountable. And so they would get bonuses and they would get rewarded, you know, for making, you know, right decisions and to, you know, save the company money and that sort of thing. Well, in one particular case, the executives, I think Mr. Mars himself was touring one of the facilities and noticed at one of the floors that, you know, the heat there was stifling. And he couldn't believe it. And he asked the manager who was walking with him during this inspection. He said, "What's going on here?" "Well, you want us to save money." And of course, saving the money meant the manager would get bonus, right? "And you want us to save money. And so, you know, we're holding off fixing the air conditioning." Well, Mr. Mars told one of the people that were with him, said, "Why don't you go get that manager's desk and put it here on this floor?" And so that happened. And guess how quick the air conditioning was fixed on that floor? See, this is a problem and a dysfunction of leadership when it disconnects from those that they are leading and they become discompassionate. And this seems to be the case here with, as Jason writes, Queen Whitmer, you know, continues to hurt her peasant subjects as she tries to save the planet, as if her COVID mandates weren't enough for the poor, unwashed masses. Now the Queen has decided to shut off the heat by closing a pipeline that brings vital and affordable natural gas to Michigan residents right as winter starts. How does that make sense? But again, you know, if she's not enduring, you know, the results of her own decisions, then the only solution that the residents have is, hey, either recall her or make sure that she's not reelected. I mean, you know, the value of her leadership has to be measured in the totality of this whole COVID experience. And whether it's her or other governors across the country, is how did they serve the people during this pandemic, during this war on COVID-19? I mean, this is a war. How did they rally the troops? How did they utilize the available resources that Donald Trump, you know, jumped through hoops, flaming hoops, in order to get PPE, to get ventilators, and to do what he could to support it? How did they come alongside? I mean, you know, you saw this even with Republicans. And, of course, Chris Christie, it got him in trouble when he was with, you remember when he hugged Barack Obama for Barack Obama helping him out in New Jersey. I mean, sometimes this is what you have to do for the sake of the people that you're leading. Well, Jason joins us now. Jason, good to have you with us. I was giving quite the introduction, you know, about your piece. Jason Aves, of course, the director of environmental policy at the Mackinac Center and author of a new report that shows, as I said, Governor Whitmer's campaign closing, her campaign to close the Line 5 pipeline, which is going to affect some 23,000 households. Jason, welcome to the show. We've got about 4 minutes left, so I'll let you summarize what's going on here.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. The short version of what's happened is the governor has revoked the contract or the easement that allows the company to operate the pipeline. And so she's told Enbridge, which is the company, that they need to have the pipeline effectively shuttered by May next year. And the impact on that are that pipeline provides a lot of the energy that people across the state of Michigan use to heat their homes, to fly in and out of the Detroit airport, the fuel, the natural gas liquids, and the light crude oil that go through that pipeline go to refineries in Detroit, in Toledo, Ohio, and even across the border over into Sarnia, Ontario, in Canada. Mm-hmm. So several thousand jobs, there's a lot of impact there that will be, you know, negative impact.
Exactly.
Closing this line.
Well, Jason, you say that her order says by May, but they have to start shutting things down now in order to meet the deadline. That's your point, right?
Correct. Yeah, there's going to be an immediate impact as soon as, you know, they start slowing things down course, the company has taken it to court, which you would expect. So there's going to be litigation. Really, these kind of orders, what they're doing is they're just slowing the process to get the pipeline where the company actually has offered to build and has been approved to build by the previous administration, the Snyder administration in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And we're going to build a tunnel 100 feet below the bed of the lake and move the pipeline into a cement-filled tunnel, which would solve most of the environmental concerns about oil spills and all that sort of thing.
Has there been any oil spills going on?
Not from that section of the pipeline, no. It's been in the water for over 60 years, and it's just recently passed the hydrostatic test, the same test that it passed just before they put it in the water 60 years ago.
Wow.
So it's been demonstrated to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the company is going to spend $500 million protecting it in the tunnel and then give the tunnel over to the people of Michigan. So really it's a win-win if we keep the infrastructure and allow the tunnel to be built, but that's what Governor Whitmer is trying to stop.
What's the response from the residents? I mean, I got to imagine they've got to become increasingly inflamed. I mean, after all the stuff they've been enduring with COVID and her draconian executive orders, I mean, this has just put another brick in the wall here, right?
Correct. Yeah, and when you have, like, there's 23,000 households in the Upper Peninsula that use propane to heat their homes, but across the state there's about 330,000 households that use propane every day. And so they're going to have their prices go up. They're going to, you know, have less access to propane. It's going to cost more if they have to switch over to electricity. It's like $25,000 to switch out all the appliances and then add in another about $3,400 to $3,900 a year extra in electricity costs. In every way you look at this, this is just a bad idea.
Well, I'll tell you, she's becoming ripe for a recall, isn't she?
There's actually somebody who has tried to put around a recall petition in the state. So where that is exactly, I'm not 100% sure, but that has happened.
When's the next cycle for election for? Is it 21 or 22?
Coming up in the next election. So we just finished
Jason Hayes, thank you for being with us.
You can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Today
many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, more and more it seems to be coming to this particular crossroads. I mean, it's that serious what is happening in our country today. Just think that we cannot take this casually. I mean, this is our country. This is a government up for by we the people. And if we the people are not going to be involved and we're going to become laissez-faire and check out, well, then get ready. All this stuff that's happening right now, it will just give the elites and those lever pullers and those that want to control and lead us down a road to socialism and to a one world government, they will have their way, because you got to understand that their eye is on the ball. They have been nonstop. As I shared with one of our guests yesterday, I said, this is what progressives do. They keep progressing. And, you know, and others, if we want a continued experience of democracy, and to be able to pass this on to the next generation, we need to engage and confront what's happening in our world today. There is way too much evidence to ignore here, though some states and electoral boards would want to ignore them. As I keep saying, it requires courage. Democracy requires courage. It demands courage. And this means that we, the people, must stand up. I mean, we hope to have Amy Kramer on with an update. Not today, maybe tomorrow in the next couple of days is what's going on for the March for Trump. Remember, several weeks ago there in D.C., they reported that, you know, 1,000 people showed up. It was actually 1.4 million. This is how disingenuous the media is, and you never get the right number, but 1.4 million people. This is according to the D.C. police. They do the counts all the time, and it was phenomenal how many people showed up for the rally to support Donald Trump, to support our democracy. And now they're on a bus ride, a bus tour right now in 12 major cities. They're going across the area, and they will meet up again, I believe, next week in D.C. And we'll see how many more millions of people show up in support of Donald Trump, in support of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Speaking of which, we've got the good news girl, Samantha Mao, is with us right now for all the information and the stories that she reports on a weekly basis. Sometimes it's hard to get to them all, but they're great stories. They're really uplifting, and they remind you of our humanity, the kinder and merciful aspect of our humanity that's out there and demonstrated every week with these stories. It is really incredible. And Sam, I just cannot thank you enough for being faithful to come on every week to share these stories, you know, with our audience to help them realize that look, at in spite of some of the crazy political stuff that's going out there, we've got some good people out there in our country, right?
There are so many good people in our country, and, you know, that kind of, it's kind of what gives me hope each week, you know,
yes.
if you just pay attention to some of the news stories that you're watching, you're just like, when you feel like you're being lied to, or when you feel like these different things are happening, it kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen, mm-hmm. you know, for the country in the future. And then you go and you read these other stories that, you know, are not maybe always in the headlines, because it's the political news, you know, the news that impacts us the most directly that people pay attention to.
Exactly.
But you see these other stories, and these stories are kind of what gives you hope and what gives you you know, confidence that there are so many good people out there, and there's always more stories that I can choose from. So that makes me even happier.
Right. Well, in this case here, this happens to involve a police officer out of Arizona in a you know, temperament type of society that wants to defund police, but they forget that police officers are, you know, citizens. They live in our communities. They care about our communities, and they it's not like they're immune from everything, and they're just such a special. They're just like us. And you've got this Arizona police officer who demonstrates some compassion for a girl that he consoled while working on her case. Tell us about this.
That's right. So this has been it's been about 2 years since Lieutenant Brian Zach actually responded to a call at this little girl, Kayla's home. She's now 4, so she was 2 when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up offering her snacks and waiting for child welfare services to arrive. And over the past 2 years, they weren't able, you know, child welfare services was unable to take to find another family member to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Zach and Sierra, his wife, decided that Kayla, this beautiful little girl, could live with them. And for the mm-hmm. past 2 years, they lived each week taking care of her and not knowing if she would be able to stay with them or not. And mm-hmm. recently they were able to finally officially adopt her and
wow.
make her part of their family. And don't you find that kind of kismet, that he would be the officer that was chosen to respond and they would bond, and you know, now he's going to be her dad and
yeah,
wife's going to be her mom. And I just love that.
What a great story for her to have a forever home now. And and for them to, you know, have, you know, a bit of closure in a sense, instead of just being out there and is she, you know, will she be leaving the home, you know, that kind of deal. And now she's got a settled future here. And congratulations to the police officer and the family there in supporting this young girl. Sweet story. You've got another one where you got a bar was struggling. Customers bought all its beer stock to keep it in business. Huh? This is great.
Yeah, there are a lot of stories like this recently, and this one's actually up in Canada, in Toronto. Abra Shiner, she has a bar that she opened about 5 years ago called Swan Dive. And, you know, she's sitting there wondering how she's going to pay the bills at the beginning of the month. And, you know, she reaches out to her community, and she has posted it on Facebook. And she got shared about 20,000 times, and she turns around, and her community's come together and bought out all of her cases of beer, which, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's a win for everybody. Everybody gets to enjoy. She has 30 different craft beers, so they get to enjoy that. But
yes.
You're kind of seeing this people rallying around others, especially restaurant owners and bar mm-hmm. owners.
Because they're all part of the neighborhood. I mean, they know
right.
the constituents. They come there to meet and eat and, you know, have some good time and share with one another like this. This is so important that the communities are coming together. You know, what the government can't do or will not do, you know, the local people can do as they come together. And maybe, you know, a little bit of that saying, it takes a village. Maybe that we need a little bit more of a village mentality to, you know, support these local businesses. They're just, you know, they're waiting on some government support, and everything is mired in politics and what have you, as opposed to, you know, just flowing to the need and getting the money to people right away and forget about your own ideological, you know, personal interest. Let's just get the money where it's needed to these people right away. You've got a Tennessee baby that, I mean, when the baby's born, what, right off the bat, is 27 years old?
That's right. So Molly Everett Gibson, she's just set the record for the longest frozen embryo to be born. Her sister was actually the previous record holder, who was frozen for 24 years, and Molly was frozen for 27 or for 27 years. So mm-hmm. her parents actually adopted embryos. That's how it worked. And, wow. and I think this is just amazing to see how IVF technology and different things like that have advanced, because you know, there's different women out there who struggle, women and men, these couples right. that struggle to have children. And, a lot of times people have, you can pay storage fees for embryos and different stuff like that, but it just kind of goes to show you that
that's
might
funny.
Be worth.
You pay storage fees for your embryos.
Yes. So it's about $600 to $800 a year. And, I'm sure some people think, well, there's no way these embryos last that long. People, mm-hmm. When they have these fertility treatments, will save these embryos that have been created. And I think that something like that, especially for parents who maybe struggled with fertility, if they know that they can have those embryos saved and give it up for adoption, I think that's great. There's a lot of children who are already born who need adopting too. So either way, but I just think to see technology advance like this kind of blows your mind. Can you
really?
Imagine her age?
Wow.
So what's your birthday going to be?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's born at 27. That's amazing. This next story is, I'll tell you, it's a sweet story about a first grade teacher who arrived early every day to teach English to a student. And 40 years later, she gets her reward, right?
That's right. So Anna Reyes, she's 46 years old now, but she was 5 when she came to the United States and she started school. And she couldn't even speak a word of English. She couldn't mm-hmm. read it. And prior to living in America, she had lived in Uruguay and Spain. And so she had a special teacher that actually she couldn't. This is so crazy. This teacher would come teach her English for an hour before school every day for a year. Wow. And she had this is in first grade. And she just had this strong memory of this lady. And she could not remember her name over the years. And so she's sitting there talking. And finally she talks to her friend's daughter. And they decide to figure out a way to connect. Mm. And she goes and she contacts the public education department, finds out the lady's name is Mrs. Hagelrode, and they're able to reunite, which I just think that's a wonderful situation. I think that's what teachers, they certainly don't do it to become wealthy individuals.
Well, I think all people, when they're serving communities like this, they do it, selflessly. They do it because they honor themselves. It's who they are. It's their wiring and that sort of thing. But the cherry on top is when there's gratitude and appreciation from those that you've served. And I'm telling you, I'm sure for this teacher, that contact and that affirmation was worth more than gold, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for the young woman who is now 45-year-old attorney, I just think how amazing is that? I know she'll pay it forward.
Exactly. Well, speaking of paying it forward, you've got good things happening at Dairy Queen. We got 30 seconds, so you're going to have to wrap this one up really quick.
Okay, so there is a customer that actually, they sparked a chain for 2 days that went on. This is in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And they ended up having about 900 customers paying $10,000 worth of food eventually between each car. It just kept going and going at this Dairy Queen. They would just buy the car behind them.
Unbelievable. Yes, well, good for them. She is the good news girl, and I know why. Go to BillMartinezLive.com and catch up on all the great news there. Sam, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?